Welcome to VI Talk. Sharing ideas, information, and support.
Hello. This is day 4, and I'm Freddie, and I'm 9.
And I'm Tracy, and I'm Freddie's mum. So today's design is on a red background. We've used A5 red card. We've put it in the horizontal position. And we have used 3 Christmas trees, which have been cut out of foam. And there's 3 altogether, and there's 2 darker ones and a lighter coloured green tree. These came in a pack, again from the range, in their craft section, so already pre-cut, and they're easy to glue onto the red card. So we've overlapped them a little, just on the corners, so that it looks like a forest effect, or so that one looks further away than the one in the near front. So once we'd glued those on with some PVA glue, we took some of our sparkly pom-poms and we glued some of those on, dipped the pom-poms in some glue and placed them onto the trees to make them look like baubles on the tree. So we've got some silver pom-poms, we've got some gold metallic pom-poms and some smaller white plain pom-poms, and we've placed those onto the 3 of the trees. And we made, for those who listened in on day 3, we used the push-out mouth sections from the reindeers to use as the tree stems on the Christmas trees. So because they're brown, they look like the stumps of a tree, so we made use of those offcuts to make them again more 3D. And then at the top of each Christmas tree, Freddie, with the glitter glue, which comes in a bottle with a nozzle, drew a star on the top of each of the Christmas trees. And we left it at that. We didn't want to make it too cluttered. And that was kind of enough for that one. But with the pom-poms, it makes it quite colourful. So that's on the outside. There wasn't any room to put any writing on the outside of this one today. But just to say that with this one and with all the other cards that we've done and going to be doing, we've done these on blank Christmas cards, on blank cards. So on the inside there is room to write a message if you were able to, or if you needed a sighted person to do that, if you prefer. Or you could place some braille in there, depending on who you're sending it to and what their preferred format is. But we've used been using some devices, I guess. They're like pads that you can record your own message. So they come blank and you can record onto them, usually up to about 20 seconds, which is enough to wish somebody a Merry Christmas or Happy Birthday. They can often be re-recordable, so if you make a mistake you can re-record over it as well. And you can get those from eBay, Amazon, lots of places online, but also Maplin sell them. They tend to come in multi-packs, so you can buy more than one at a time, and they just have a sticky pad, or you can glue them onto the inside of a card, so that you can record your message and give a nice audio message to the person that you're sending the card to as well. that's just a bit of background on that. I'll refresh on that one again when we do some other card designs. But that's it for day four. So bye from me.
And bye!
And we'll speak to you again next time. Bye for now.
You can contact us by emailing podcast@vitalk.co.uk, on Facebook by searching for VI Talk, on Twitter @VITalkPodcast, and our website address is www.vitalk.co.uk.